This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Conclusion of the course. Recap of the journey. We embarked on an enlightening journey through the intricacies of criminal procedure, starting with the constitutional foundations that safeguard individual rights against the backdrop of the state's power to prosecute. Through each module, we delved into the complex interactions between law enforcement, the judiciary, and individuals, exploring the delicate balance maintained by the criminal justice system. Constitutional protections. The Fourth Amendment safeguards against unreasonable searches and seizures, establishing the necessity for warrants based on probable cause. This protection is pivotal in preserving individual privacy and ensuring that government intrusions are justified and limited in scope. Landmark cases such as Katz v. United States have expanded the interpretation of what constitutes a search, moving beyond physical intrusion to expectations of privacy. The Fifth Amendment introduces protections against self-incrimination, allowing individuals to refrain from providing testimonial evidence that could implicate them in criminal activities. The Miranda v. Arizona decision is a cornerstone, mandating that individuals under custodial interrogation be informed of their rights to silence and legal counsel, ensuring that confessions are voluntarily and knowingly made. The Sixth Amendment guarantees the right to a fair trial, which includes the right to counsel, the right to a speedy and public trial, and the right to confront witnesses. This amendment is fundamental in ensuring that accused individuals have adequate legal representation and an opportunity to defend themselves in a timely manner, maintaining the integrity of the criminal justice process. The 14th Amendment ensures due process and equal protection under the law, extending the protections of the Bill of Rights to state actions. This amendment is crucial for safeguarding individual rights against unjust state laws and practices, providing a legal framework for challenging discriminatory actions and ensuring fairness in legal proceedings.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Legal processes. From arrest to trial, the criminal procedure encompasses various stages, each with its own set of legal standards and protections designed to uphold justice and fairness. The arraignment serves as the formal presentation of charges against the defendant, marking the commencement of the criminal process and ensuring that defendants are informed of their rights and the accusations against them. Plea bargaining plays a significant role in the criminal justice system, allowing for the resolution of cases without a trial. This process involves negotiation between the defendant and prosecution, where pleas of guilty to lesser charges may be entered in exchange for more lenient sentences or the dismissal of other charges. While plea bargaining can expedite case resolution and reduce the burden on courts, It also raises concerns about coercion and the voluntary nature of plea decisions. Jury selection is critical in ensuring that the trial is conducted before an impartial panel, reflective of a cross-section of the community. This process involves vetting potential jurors for biases and ensuring that both the defense and prosecution have a fair opportunity to select jurors who can objectively evaluate the evidence. Evolving challenges. The course has underscored the impact of technological advancements on criminal procedure, particularly concerning privacy rights and evidence collection. The digital age has introduced complex questions regarding the applicability of traditional privacy protections in the context of electronic communications, data storage, and surveillance technologies. Cases like Riley v. California reflect the judiciary's efforts to adapt constitutional principles to modern realities, requiring a warrant to search a cell phone seized during an arrest. Societal changes, including shifts in attitudes towards drug use and the growing emphasis on criminal justice reform, have prompted reevaluations of legal standards and practices. The legalization of cannabis in multiple jurisdictions, for example, challenges traditional approaches to drug-related offenses and raises questions about retroactive justice for previous convictions. Special topics. Juvenile justice has received focused attention, highlighting the need for a system that acknowledges the developmental differences between juveniles and adults. The Supreme Court's decisions in cases like Roper v. Simmons and Miller v. Alabama underscore the evolving understanding of juvenile culpability and the importance of tailored sentencing that offers the possibility of rehabilitation. The examination of digital evidence and its implications for privacy and due process reflects the broader challenges posed by the digital transformation of society. The legal system's approach to digital evidence, from the acquisition and preservation to its presentation in court, necessitates ongoing adjustments to ensure that the rights of the accused are protected in a landscape where digital footprints are omnipresent. Guidance for further study. Comparative criminal procedure. Introduction to comparative criminal procedure. Comparative criminal procedure offers an invaluable lens through which to examine and understand the variety of ways in which different legal systems around the world approach issues of criminal justice. This comparison not only highlights the diversity in legal practices and procedures, but also sheds light on the philosophical underpinnings that guide these systems. Key areas for comparison. Adversarial versus inquisitorial systems. Explore the fundamental differences between adversarial systems, like that of the United States, where the trial is seen as a contest between two opposing parties, and inquisitorial systems, common in many European countries, where the judge plays an active role in investigating the case. Pre-trial procedures. Compare how various jurisdictions handle the pre-trial phase, including arrest, investigation, and the filing of charges. Special attention to the role of the prosecutor and defense rights can illustrate differing approaches to ensuring fairness and justice. Trial practices. Examine differences in trial procedures, including the use of juries, the presentation of evidence, and the standards for proving guilt. This comparison might reveal how cultural and legal traditions influence the conduct of trials. Sentencing and appeals. Investigate the sentencing philosophies and practices across different countries, as well as the availability and structure of appellate review. This can highlight differing attitudes towards punishment, rehabilitation, and the finality of convictions. Forensic science in criminal law. The role of forensic science in criminal law. Forensic science has become an indispensable part of the criminal justice system, providing the means to analyze and interpret evidence in a scientifically valid manner. However, the integration of forensic evidence into legal proceedings brings with it a host of legal and ethical considerations. Collection and analysis of forensic evidence. Discuss the various types of forensic evidence, including DNA, fingerprints, ballistics, and digital forensics. Each type of evidence requires specific protocols for collection, preservation, and analysis to maintain its integrity and admissibility in court. Examine case studies where forensic evidence played a pivotal role in solving crimes, highlighting the potential for both breakthroughs and miscarriages of justice due to mishandling or misinterpretation of evidence. Legal and ethical implications. Explore the standards set forth for the admissibility of forensic evidence, including the Daubert standard, which requires the demonstration of the scientific validity and reliability of the evidence. Address ethical concerns related to forensic evidence, such as the potential for bias in forensic analysis, the risk of contamination, and the privacy implications of genetic information. International criminal law. Foundations of international criminal law. International criminal law seeks to address the most serious offenses of concern to the global community, including war crimes, genocide, crimes against humanity, and the crime of aggression. This area of law involves unique principles, procedures, and challenges. Principles and practices. Outline the historical development of international criminal law, from the Nuremberg and Tokyo tribunals to the establishment of the International Criminal Court, ICC. Discuss the jurisdiction and functioning of the ICC and other ad hoc international criminal tribunals, including the principles of complementarity and universal jurisdiction. Prosecution of international crimes. Analyze landmark cases brought before international courts and tribunals, examining the legal arguments, evidentiary standards, and outcomes. These cases illustrate the complexities of prosecuting crimes that occur across borders and the challenges of ensuring justice in the aftermath of mass atrocities. Consider the political and logistical challenges associated with international criminal prosecutions, including issues of sovereignty, the execution of arrest warrants, and witness protection. Conclusion and implications for further study. These advanced topics in criminal procedure underscore the depth and breadth of the field, highlighting the constant interplay between evolving legal standards, technological advancements, and international cooperation in the pursuit of justice. For students and practitioners alike, delving into these areas offers an opportunity to deepen their understanding of the criminal justice system's complexities and the global efforts to uphold the rule of law. By exploring comparative criminal procedure, forensic science's role in criminal law, and the principles of international criminal justice, learners can appreciate the multifaceted nature of criminal procedure and the ongoing efforts to address emerging challenges in the pursuit of justice and accountability. Next steps. Engage with professional organizations. Join legal associations and criminal law sections to connect with peers, participate in forums, and access resources for legal professionals. Pro bono work. Gain practical experience and give back to the community by taking on pro bono cases, particularly those that allow you to apply and expand your knowledge of criminal procedure. Lifelong learning. Commit to ongoing learning and professional development to stay abreast of new legal developments and continue honing your expertise in criminal procedure. By embracing these next steps and adopting a mindset of continuous improvement, you'll not only prepare effectively for immediate challenges like the bar exam, but also lay the groundwork for a rewarding career dedicated to upholding justice within the criminal justice system. Conclusion. This course on criminal procedure has navigated the foundational legal frameworks that ensure justice and fairness within the American criminal justice system. By examining constitutional protections, legal processes, evolving challenges, and special topics, we've gained a comprehensive understanding of the dynamic interplay between law, technology, and society. As we look towards further study or preparation for the bar exam, it's clear that a deep engagement with these principles is crucial for any legal professional. The commitment to lifelong learning and staying abreast of legal developments will be indispensable in navigating the future of criminal law and procedure.